Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Darıldın mı cicim bana? Hiç bakmıyorsun bu yana. Darıldınsa barışalım. Kumru gibi koklaşalım.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Back in the 1970s, musicians in Turkey began to combine traditional folk songs with the electric instruments and the psychedelic arrangements they were hearing in rock music at the time. 40 years later, the band Altın Gün, based in the Netherlands, began playing that music again. Formed by bassist Jasper Verhulst and featuring two Turkish lead singers, Merve Dajdemir and Erdinç Ecevit Yıldız, the band quickly caught the attention of listeners and critics and even the Grammy voters, who nominated their last album in the Best World Music category. Now they've got a new record called Y'all, out tomorrow, and the whole band, taking the opportunity to play with their full sound and light setup, is going to play some of those songs for us. Here is Altın Gün with a song called Ordunun Derileri.
Annem evde ağlıyor.
That is the band Alten Gun and a song called Ordinum Derelere, which you will find on their brand new album called Y'all. And joining me at the microphones, Mervit Dajdemir, who is one of the two lead singers, also playing keyboard, and the bass player Jasper Verhulst, who actually founded the band Alten Gun. So Jasper, let me start with... what made you decide that this was a musical direction that you, growing up in the Netherlands, wanted to pursue?
Well, I collect vinyl records. Like, I'm a record collector, and I started collecting kind of exotic, psychedelic music, like, a while back. And, there were some Turkish records that were really, they meant a lot to me, and they really moved me. And I felt a deep connection with those, even though I didn't understand the lyrics. I grew up in a neighborhood here in Amsterdam with a big Turkish community, so I thought maybe I can find some Turkish musicians to play these kind of songs with live. That's kind of how this idea started.
Mm-hmm. And so you found Erdinç and Merve. Mm-hmm. And Merve, you do understand what these lyrics mean.
Yeah.
That the first song, Ordinum Derelere, it has a kind of melancholy sound to me. What is that song about?
Yeah, it's sort of a doomed love story.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's sort of classical subject of a traditional, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you grow up with this music?
Yeah, mostly, like, I think in my childhood. For me, like, when I started speaking and learning in English, then my attention completely shifted to Western music.
Mm-hmm.
But these are, like, sort of carved in me, yeah.
Right. So when Jasper first came to you and said, I want to put together a band to play this music, what was your reaction?
Yeah, I was really shocked and amazed, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jasper, did you find that was generally the reaction, or did people suddenly start looking at you funny when you said you wanted to put together a psych Turkish folk rock band?
No, not really. I think most people I told about it really liked the idea. And then we did our first show, and a lot of friends and family came, and everyone was like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah.
So that first show was really great.
And yeah.
Then we already knew, like, oh, this is maybe something we can continue doing. You know, like, that's kind of, yeah, we see ourselves as a folk band, basically, and just play our own interpretations of Turkish Anatolian folk songs.
Right. And you incorporate, Erdinç plays the, does he call it a saz or a balama? I mean, it's the long neck lute. Balama?
Balama, yeah.
Yeah. Great instrument with a very distinctive sound. So Mervit, what was happening in Turkey in the 1970s where all of this music started, you know, old music started to be revived in this very kind of trippy, psychedelic way?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, you know, artists like Barış Manço, Cem Karaca, these guys, like, traveled abroad a lot, studied abroad. They played with a lot of, you know, musicians from abroad. And they were just influenced by the music, the Western music that was out there, like the Beatles or the Doors or I don't know. And then they started just combining the electric sort of influences into Turkish traditional folk songs. But that was happening, I think, everywhere, and not just in Turkey necessarily.
Right.
You know, when people just discover, this music, I mean, the Beatles, I don't know, it just travels all over the world. And like in Zambia, it had a different effect. And, you know, everybody just localized sort of and mixed those influences, I guess. And that's how it started back there as well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, in England, you had bands like Fairport Convention and Steel Eye Span and many, many others who were taking old British folk songs and playing them on a rock band. One of the things that, you know, I'm no expert on that Turkish scene from the 70s, but what I do remember hearing are lots of cassettes that were swimming in reverb. I mean, there was just, it seemed like reverb units were a key part of the sound of this kind of Turkish psych folk music of the 70s.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, a lot
They
of.
were experimenting.
And you guys use that sound at one point in the next song called Yuche Dai Bashinda. Is that
That's perfect.
what does that mean?
Yuchedabashinda means on top of a holy mountain, but the song has nothing to do with a holy mountain. It's about a unmarital love affair.
Ah, okay. And Jasper, one of the things I notice on this new record is a little bit of an echo of the sound, not of Turkey in the 70s, but maybe England in the 80s, that kind of, the so-called new romanticism, the electronic dance pop that was
Yeah,
coming.
there's a lot of synth pop influence, I guess. Also, because of the instruments we used for this album, we used a lot of 80s synthesizers and drum machines. And then naturally, it reminds you of those
Right.
bands, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's like a moment sort of later on in this song where Merve, your voice is suddenly drenched in reverb, and I just thought, oh, that's the sound. All right, well let's hear this song called Yuche Dai Bashinda, live performance by Alton Gun. We're listening to Alton Gun playing live. You can also watch these performances, beautifully recorded to video, on our website here at newsounds.org or on our YouTube page. All right, let's go right on to the next song. This one's called Kalbasti. Just heard two songs by the band Alton Gun, exploring Turkish psychedelic folk music from their base in Amsterdam, and that song called Kalbasti, before that Yüce Dağ Başında, and once again we're speaking with Mervit Özdemir, one of the two singers, and Jasper Verhulst, the bass player who founded the group. What does Alton Gun mean?
It means golden day.
And is there a significance to that phrase, to those two words?
Well, it is, in a way. The funny thing is, it's like this tradition, this Turkish tradition, where sort of ladies, like 10 or more maybe ladies, get together, sort of housewives, and then they bring gold to each other. So it's like, suddenly, like, if you're the host, you suddenly have like 10 gold coins. So wow. if you're like in need of, you know, sort of stash of money or something, so that's kind of handy. It's like a sort of help. And then, you know, next month you go to the next person and then you bring one coin. So that's called Altın Günü. When Jasper came up with this idea, I thought he knew about this sort of cultural thing, but he had no idea. So that's what made it sort of extra funny and cool in that sense.
Yeah. So, you mentioned, Jasper, that a lot of that all of these songs are folk songs. What would they traditionally, I mean, when you first heard them, were they being played on the saz and the balama and the ney and instruments like that, or had they already been rockified?
Well, some of them already had a rock version, but we also play a lot of songs that I only know like the traditional versions of.
Yeah, that's just with Balama.
Especially with this new album, we have a lot of public domain, like really old traditionals with unknown composers. So there isn't really like an original version of those songs. It's just like,
These are songs that have been passed down over the
exactly.
generations.
Yeah.
I don't want to give people the impression that there is one Turkish folk tradition, because there are many different types of Turkish folk
Exactly.
music.
Yeah.
Is there a specific, are there particular types that you're drawn to?
Yeah, I guess because my parents are from Kayseri, it's like mid Anatolia. But for me, I also like we call it the Turkish art music. And these are also like public domain, super old songs. They all have different sort of techniques and yeah, like styles and everything. I like, I like Istanbul traditionals as well. And in this album, there's actually a bunch that I sort of yeah that we put. Yeah, so I'm actually both. I mean, yeah, I like both.
So the song we're going to hear next, called Sevda Olmasaydı, that word sevda, Merve, that's every language has words that are hard to translate into other languages, and sevda, I think, is one of those, isn't it?
It totally is. Yeah. It's a sort of equivalent of love, but not really. It's like, yeah, it's just more like sort of this devoted feeling, like sevda. Yeah, like
But
I
there's
don't
a kind
know.
of a sadness to it as well, isn't there? Like
There
a
is, yeah,
feeling of
there is.
longing or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we have like really 40 different words to express sadness. So, same goes for love. There's like so many words and yeah, not necessarily literal sort of translations, but you're very correct.
All right, well, let's hear another live performance. The band is Altın Gün. The song is Sevda Olmasaydı, and you'll find it on their new album called Yal.
Sevmeyenle ahrettin ey yârim.
Final live performance from the band Altengun, the song called Sevda Olmasayda, and that is from the album called Yal, which comes out tomorrow. And Jasper, what's the significance of that title, of Yal?
That's the title Merve came up with. And I guess like how she explained it was like the road that brought us to this album, basically. But I guess you can say that about any album we made, but still, it's a catchy short title, and that's what we always do. First, we had On, then we had Getcha, and now it's Yol, and it looks good and it sounds nice, and I think that's the most important part of our choice for this title, I guess.
Yeah,
There's also a deeper meaning, I guess, right, Merve?
Yeah, for me, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah, sort of, yeah, we've been through a lot. We've been through this road. And then we had a totally different way of making this album also.
All because of the pandemic, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So we were just stuck at home working individually, and it wasn't recorded on tape like the first two albums. So that new way of doing things also sort of, yeah, makes sense to call it Yol.
Which means road. Yol means
road. Yeah, road, okay. Roadway, yeah.
Pathway, something like, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
So the resulting album, all done digitally with people sending tracks to each other, I suppose?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Exactly.
Most of the songs, yeah. There's a couple of songs that were that had more of a live approach that we just recorded together in a live room in a studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the record sounds great, and
thank you.
The last one got a Grammy nomination for Best World Music Recording. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens with this one. Fingers crossed. Merve Dajdemir, Jasper Verhulst, the rest of Altengun, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Really, check out the videos of these live performances. They're here on the website, newsounds.org, or on our YouTube channel. Thanks to our technical director, Irene Trudell, producer, Karen Havlick, video editor, David McLean, and you for joining us for this soundcheck session. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
Açka yollar taşlı.